Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to Woo Agency Chat, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo Agency Chat is brought to you by Managed WooCommerce Hosting at GoDaddy. As an agency, if your clients are looking to expand their store, you can deliver them a fully customized WooCommerce site. Stay tuned in while I tell you more about GoDaddy later in the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another Do the Woo Agency Chat. It is my great pleasure to have Darko here from IntelliRocket. Darko, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Darko, tell us more about IntelliRocket and yourself, please.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm Darko Petoliković, which is hard to pronounce, even in Serbian. I come from Serbia, and I'm founder of IntelliRocket, which is a WordPress agency. We are specialized in WordPress and WooCommerce development for more than a decade. Currently, we are certified Woo experts, and we have like huge experience in building custom WordPress websites and WooCommerce stores. I can say that we're trying to build beautiful websites, but that's not something that you can be objective on what's nice and what's beautiful. So where you can be objective is that we build websites that are really fast, so high-performance website projects where we guarantee that our custom build will pass Core Web Vital. Why that is important? Because Core Web Vital is a ranking signal. It means that your website is fast and means that your website is producing some good user experience. We have the clients come to us asking to do some implementations that are crazy. So we do that crazy implementations from the technical SEO side. And usually those kind of projects come with custom API integration.
Don't spoil it yet. Don't spoil it yet, because we're going to get to it. Before we jump into the next sort of little bit here, I got to say, there's a huge Serbian WordPress community, and it's very impressive.
Well, I see some people only on WordCamps. We live in the same city, but if there's like no WordPress meetup or something like that, we don't see each other. And then I see them only on WordCamps. WordCamp Europe or WordCamps across Europe. So yeah, there is a huge community here. We were hosts of WordCamp 2018, I think, WordCamp Europe. That was in Belgrade, 2018 or 2019, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so that's very impressive.
So we have like a huge community here. And I suppose that is something that is driving WordPress. So it's not the only Serbian community. It's communities across the globe.
I completely agree. It was actually really nice to see the Serbian community specifically having their like little side meetups and things going on at WordCamp Europe. Nice group of folks. To get back to all the agency important information, of course. You mentioned performance as a sort of a key metric, not only for Core Web Vitals, but for other, I guess, experience-related issues or experiences, period. What has IntelliRocket, I guess, done differently than other agencies around that performance question?
Well, it's not that we're doing something different. We're focused on building websites that are fast and performant. We really dived deep into how WordPress operates, how everything is functioning, how everything is working. So we try to optimize it, make it better. And because of that, I can say those are performance related things. I think I'm passionate about performances since I started my business, my agency work. I'm not a developer, so I don't have that experience related to technical things, but I can say I have some good people in my team that are willing to do what I'm asking them to do.
So I want to dig into why that's important for you, but also why that's important for agencies as a whole to be looking at performance as a metric, and specifically beyond hosting, because every host is going to say they're the fastest, the bestest. We know the story. So, you know, why should agencies specifically be looking to target performance? At, you know, how can they do that better?
So about performances, of course, hosting is important. But if you have well-coded website, then the hosting will be important, but not that much. Or, you know, if you have a huge website and then it's not optimized well, you will spend a wealth on hosting for that website in order to have some good performance. So I would say everything is important, you know, good code, good structure, good hosting. I'm passionate about performance. So because of that, I started working on performances. But 10 years ago, you know, those technologies were different. That's when, you know, that passion started. And then we started working on improving websites. So why agencies should care, or why businesses should care? Because that helps user experience. Faster website help with conversion rates. Then that helps with revenue. That helps with profit margins. So I have a case where we worked on a client where they were like in Google, paying some Google Ads money, but they didn't have optimized website. So we started optimizing that website. And then they were investing in PPC at that moment. So they had a website that was, for example, let's say third in Google, you know, first, second, third. Ad is like third place. And then when we optimized website for the same budget, this client had, let's say, second position, and the cost per click reduced for example, just for this case, from $1 to 0.8. So they had 20% more traffic for their same budget. So that improved Google Ads score. So they got like 20% more clicks for the same money. But then that traffic landed onto their website. And because the website was faster, they had 20% better conversion rate. So 20% more traffic multiplied by 20% better conversion rate. So they ended up by multiplying their profit, let's say 35%. So that is why it's important. It's affecting your revenue in a short period of time. So it's easy to test. With SEO, it's harder because it takes more time to see what's affecting your website. So I would say, you know, agencies that are doing SEO, agencies that are doing marketing, they should care about performances. Even I know what is happening in the real life, though, because it's not possible for most of the company to achieve that. Of course, other work is important, but if you isolate only this, I would say it can, you know, make a significant difference.
You know, that's a really interesting and good point about the Google AdWords being affected by performance. When you tackle performance issues, are you tackling them at the front end, the back end? You know, where is that really making the biggest difference?
We're trying everything. So, of course, we analyze the back end, you know, use, I don't know how the tools are like called, but we analyze every query monitor, I think. So we analyze everything in the back end and, you know, how everything is working, but also we use code that is optimized. So even without caching, without anything, we tend to make fast website. And then on top of that, we add caching and, you know, the JavaScript, all minification, all those things, but we make websites that are fast, like without any caching. We add caching in order to, you know, reduce resource spending and all of that. But, you know, we try to make it fast, like from scratch. We try everything that we see from the back end, we will resolve it. Everything that we see on the front end, we will try to resolve it. Some things are possible, some things are hard, some things are not possible. Because you have some script, you cannot handle external split scripts like Google Analytics and those kind of things. And then those sometimes appear in the report. But we have also websites where we were like adding 200 different Google events, and those websites were passing Core Web Vital. So it's not about Google Analytics that will slow down your website.
And you mentioned building, I'll say it, custom front ends. And obviously you do a lot of work with WooCommerce. So I have to say it's something unique I haven't seen as any of our sort of regular Do the Woo agency chats. Let's dive into it. Let's dive into what you're calling headless WooCommerce.
So as I said, you know, this passion about SEO, passion about performances, and also API in the backend, all that was a solid foundation for starting something that is called headless WordPress or headless WooCommerce. Because how is it explained, headless, but in essence, that is Jamstack or headless WordPress, headless website, headless WooCommerce, Jamstack, KingCommerce. Those are like the terms. So it represents like that you separate the front end from the back end. So the back end is running on its own server. You use the API from the back end to send all the necessary information. And then front end is independently hosted. This is kind of simplifying the front end and the back end, because you don't have, in the traditional stacks, you visit the website, visitor comes to your website, you ask the backend, then it asks the database, it responds with something, and you get the front end. With headless setup, you have most of the time everything pre-rendered, so the content is ready and you instantly get the response of the page you're trying to get, which then reduces the time to get the information, and you get it much faster. So it just helps you build super fast website. So it you can have instantly loading website across the globe. So it's not about your local market. It's possible to a global market and have this instant website loading across the globe, which is good for international businesses, which is good, for example, startups, SaaS companies that don't know where they will sell. As a SaaS company, you don't know where your customers can come from. So you need to have a website that is loading fast in different markets. If you're targeting specifically, you can have a host like server in that state or country. Or, of course, you can have Cloudflare on top. You can have caching. You can have everything with traditional stack, which will help you, but it will not help for the first visitor. So again, if you have from time to time different users from different markets, and for example, I'm in Serbia, but our clients are US, and you know we host a website in Serbia, then our client from, let's say, California will get our website loading first time slower than the second client, or the second time he visits our website will get it faster. But will he visit our website second time if the first visit was like 10 seconds? Probably no. So, and then if you're targeting California, then you have, you know, second visit is okay. But what if you have a visitor from Washington or New York? You know, you cannot be ready for all that. And then on top of that, caching, you should have some pinging server, something like that. And you cannot be sure completely everything will work. What is possible with headless setup, it's possible to have instant loading across the globe. I can say we did recently some tests for our client and we had the results. So they had custom coded website. So their website on 4G was loading something around 3 seconds, which is good. On the average, like 5 continents across the globe. So their website was on average loading within 3 seconds, something 2.98. But then we tested on our other client that is using headless and they had result, which is like 1.4 second average across the same location.
So twice as fast.
Yeah, so this is 1.4 seconds. It's super fast.
Whether you're just starting to build that Woo shop for a client or looking to expand or scale an existing site, GoDaddy's e-commerce hosting solution is there for you and your projects. Expand a client store with access to thousands of extensions, or scale big time with conversion tools, multiple staff accounts, an integrated POS, marketplace integrations, and discounted shipping rates, plus a lot more. And if you continue to manage your site or you hand it over to the client, a single dashboard gives powerful tools such as online sales tracking and easy auto sync for all the store's inventory across the entire site. Plus, software, plugins, and extensions will be kept up to date, and regression and other testing is done continually to avoid site breakage. With that all said, keep your client sites humming along with e-commerce hosting from GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com.
So my question is, and I've had this conversation about just regular in quotes, headless WordPress. I assume budgets are a little higher and time to develop is a little higher than just spinning up a regular WooCommerce. Would that be fair to say, or have you guys optimized it?
There are like challenges like that. If we're talking about standard e-commerce, standard WooCommerce, I don't think that costs too much. But usually, who goes to headless setup on average? That is a business that has custom API integrations, that has ERP in the backend, that has CRM, that has, you know, several other marketing tools. They're integrated into their setup currently, and they want to make a switch to Headless. So they're like big business. They're not starting from scratch. Initially, you need a lot of things to be integrated and tailored to their need. And that is why it costs usually a lot. But even with a traditional stack, that still costs a lot because you have a lot of different things that need to be connected. And that is something that is affecting the price. But what is positive about the headless is that if they go into headless setup, they can save money on hosting. They can improve user experience. They can improve scalability. The flexibility is huge. So you can just adjust your website to do whatever you imagine to do. So there are no limitations.
And that website can be a mobile app as well.
Yeah. And yeah, you can use WooCommerce as a database. But usually in those setups, WooCommerce is not a database. ERP is a database. But you have WooCommerce to control the content. But then you control that content, can go to e-commerce. But it can be, you know, for example, super scalable. For example, we have a client where we were asked to do something with categories in WooCommerce. So they have product page, and then they want to have dynamically generated content. So they go like and click some product filters, and let's say it's about clothing e-commerce website. So you go to categories and you click outdoor and you go sneakers and you say under $100. So and you click all that in filters and you get dynamically generated page where it says sneakers up to 100. And then under that, you have check our sneakers offering that is perfect for outdoor activities and cost less than $100. And that can be like product page title and subtitle. And when you change that from outdoor to indoor, you get different URL with sneakers for up to 100 for indoor activities. And all those URLs for Google are indexable. You know, from one setup, you can have hundreds of pages that all can get indexed in Google and get you real traffic. And you're offering great user experience to your users because, you know, they see the title, they see the description. It's in meta description. So everything is, you know, done on some advanced level. With traditional stack, it's not possible. So it's not about WordPress, WooCommerce. It's not possible on any technology. So with headless, you can do this. So, and then the time that you save in, you know, content population or administrating that pages, or that is what, where you can save a lot of money. And, you know, your return on investment is bigger the bigger brand you are.
So I guess tying up to the original question is you need to be at least a, you know, this isn't for everyone. It's not going to be for a freelancer selling their own t-shirts necessarily. It's really for I'll use enterprise loosely, but you know, a business where the revenue and performance really do matter. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, in e-commerce space, it's important to be for businesses that are across one country or one state, you know, that do business across one continent, I would say. So they can have a bigger return on investment, but also, you know, businesses that are entering e-commerce space and that want to, you know, compete with bigger players are hard to make that switch. It's expensive, it's time consuming, and they don't know if that will work. But smaller players that want some piece of the cake, they can get that piece much faster if they go into some technology like this, because they can, you know, they can win some positions in Google. They can win some Google ads because it's, you know, for the same money, they can win more clicks. So I would say, you know, it's important, but, you know, with smaller business, the budget can be smaller. You can build a good solution and then scale faster because it's scalable. You know, you can add more, you know, the back end can be independent from the front end. So you can add more things in the front end, but also you can scale your back end while the front end is the same.
One point I want to make sure we don't miss is, obviously, we've mentioned performance, SEO, SEM, all the acronyms. Security.
Security with this setup is on some next level. This is, like, as I said, you have this decoupled architecture. Your, like, front end and back end are completely separated. And because of that, you have the front end, which is more secure by, you know, you just, in most of the time, you have only read-only access. So you get the API and you show the data and show the details. So it's not possible to write something in. And because of that, the front end is in completely on some completely different server. And also the back end. So the front end is also on some completely different server, but also you pull the data from the API from some ERP. So everything is shown on the website, but because of this architecture, it's more secure. It's even the backend can be hidden from the users and can be accessed only by some security tokens. And because of that, users cannot, or malicious users cannot access your backend. And the backend is still, this is just one layer on top. So it's not, you still need to protect your WordPress and you still need to protect your WooCommerce. But this is one layer on top, which prevents users from getting access to your backend.
No, I've seen that in WordPress where, you know, you're drafting more static pages, and obviously security is greatly improved by that, by having fewer vectors of attack.
Yeah, the attack surface is reduced, so it's not impossible, but it's harder. Nothing is impossible. And if someone invests a lot of time in something, they can do it from the application side or from the hosting side or anything. So, you know, nothing can be 100% sure and secure, but in working on improvements all the time is important. for example, for all our backend activities, we have by default enabled two-factor authentication for all our users that are on the, we have, again, two-factor authentication to every password that is shared. So we take care of security internally, and even on the website level, customers need to take care of their security. So let's say, you know, keep passwords under password manager, have like force your users to have two-factor, force them to wear a mobile app where they have two-factor set. So not to have two-factor inside password manager. So, you know, those kind of things. But at the end, you know, it's responsibility of all parties involved.
Without a doubt. I mean, as we all know, security is always more and more and more important because there's more money, there's more personally identifiable information, all the problems that occur. And that'll always improve at both ends. I'm more curious, of course, because I have to say the AI word. What does the future of sort of headless WooCommerce or WooCommerce in general with AI look like?
Well, I think if you use it to do some things better, if you write, I sometimes play with AI. So, you know, sometimes we all do, right? So sometimes it's so annoying chatting with ChatGPT or anything. So it's not AI yet. They're trying to sell us that as AI. But I think, you know, if you use it for some, there are some good applications, and, you know, it depends how you set up your store in order to, you know, improve your operations, data entering, you know, if you can, or some, you know, operational things, so you can free up people to do like more complex things. AI currently isn't available, like possible to do like some super advanced things. So we still need people. What's the future of WooCommerce with AI? Because it doesn't have too much, like WooCommerce, headless WooCommerce is the same. I would say that you can, for example, probably you can, the thing that I explained about product categories. So probably based on some filters you create, you could generate content on those pages that if you get also some personal details about those users, that it's more likely to for them to like that content in order to click the product they want to buy. Let's say something like that.
No, that's fantastic. I know everyone's looking at figuring out how they can use, and I like how you, actually very much like how you said LLMs are not AIs. That's a really good point. I think people forget that. I'm curious how upgrade in translations will affect, especially, you know, multinational WooCommerce sites. I think that'll be interesting to see how that comes to pass, since I know that's sort of on Matt Mullenweg's WordPress timeline.
I think if you reach some limits inside your WooCommerce, there it's important for you to know that there is an option to go with headless, because that then you don't have those limitations. I didn't reach those limitations with the headless websites that we built so far.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Darko, how can folks connect with you and learn more about getting started with headless WordPress?
So for those that are interested in headless WordPress or headless WooCommerce, they can find our website at intelrocket.com. They can find us on LinkedIn. They can find me on LinkedIn, and they can just reach out, ask what they're like curious about, and we can buy them consultation or anything that they need.
Darko, thank you so much. And it was great to, you know, learn about your perspectives, especially about headless WooCommerce.
Thank you, Robert. And thank you for having me in this podcast. And I hope we will see in some WordCamp.
Absolutely. And that's another Do the Woo Agency Chat. Thank you.
Hey, Bob WP here, and I'd like to thank GoDaddy for their support. Please consider checking them out at GoDaddy.com. And thanks again for tuning into Woo Agency Chat. And if you're not subscribed, just visit dothewoo.io/subscribe or find us on your favorite pod player. And remember, you can subscribe to any of our shows directly or hear them all on the full Do the Woo channel feed. And lastly, we do welcome your thoughts, insights, and feedback on all of our episodes. Just head over to dothewoo.io and leave a comment. So until the next time,